Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program will be about women composers who were famous in their day. Perhaps we should call this part one, because we could surely do several such programs, and perhaps we will. It's amazing to me, and sometimes discouraging, that there have been women composers whose names were indeed household words when they were alive, but who fell into oblivion after their deaths. Fortunately, much of their music is being rediscovered, so let's bring some of it into the light now. I've chosen four composers spanning three centuries for this first installment of Famous in Their Day. We'll begin with a short selection by Elizabeth Jacquet de Laguerre, who lived from 1664 to 1729. She was so famous in her day that upon her death, a medal was struck in her honor. Walther's Lexicon of 1732 gave her more space than it did Couperin. Another demonstration of the esteem in which she was held was that Louis XIV consented to her dedicating many of her compositions to him, a privilege not enjoyed by Couperin. De Laguerre wrote 14 harpsichord pieces, trio sonatas, sonatas for violin and basso continuo, and many cantatas. Her sonatas are among the best in France of that period, and her cantatas were among the first to be published in France. Let's hear three movements from Elizabeth Jacquet de Laguerre's cantata Jonas. Judith Nelson, soprano, performs with the Bay Area Women's Philharmonic, Joanne Folletta, conductor.